For the pyramid meditation, sit erect. And if you're sitting in a chair, sit towards the leading edge and have your feet placed firmly on the floor. Putting your attention onto your breath, please breathe some parallel breaths through your body between heaven and earth. Feeling the breath energy move through the body as you breathe. Letting the breath energy and the imagery go, bring your attention to the root of your body and to the ischium, to the sits bones. And bring a line of energy from the root into the earth, going as deep as you care to go, making a point of reference and a connection. Let go of any needless worry, concern, or mind activity. And feel the support and nurturing freely given by Mother Earth. Then bring your attention up to the coccyx and the base of the spine. From here, feel a line of energy moving up through the spine on up to the crown of the head, establishing a line of energy between the coccyx and the crown. From the crown, from the crown chakra, connect with your higher self. And for a moment, acknowledge yourself for all the hard work you have done to become conscious and to be who you are. Acknowledge yourself for all the efforting you have made. And then from the crown, bring a line of energy up into the heavens to a point where all sentient beings meet. And from that point, create a pyramid over yourself, over this moment. Create a pyramid. A space of safety, a space of openness, a space where you hold yourself and others in the highest personal regard. And sweep out from this pyramid any residues which no longer serve you, sweep out anything which stands in your way of moving on to your next step of evolution and expansion. Rest in the pyramid. The security, the peace, the clarity. And for a moment, just be in this special empowered space. As thoughts arise, let them go. And just be the state of non-doing, the state of non-attachment, the state of pure existence. Within your own empowered, clear space. And then bring your attention back to that apex point of the pyramid, that apex point in the sky. And from there, draw a line of energy down to the top of your head to the crown chakra. And in your own timing, down through the upper chakras, through the brow, the throat, and down to the heart. From the heart chakra, let the energy move out from your body, filling the space of your pyramid, filling the space around you. Let the heart energy move out, free of judgment, free of comparison, free of the need to understand, and filled with the highest personal regard of others and of self. Let this heart energy permeate the space around you and the space within you. Then in your own timing, bring the heart energy back into yourself, bringing with it the highest personal regard for yourself, and feeling yourself held in the highest personal regard by others, without comparison, without judgment, without having to be understood. Bring the heart energy back into yourself. And then let the energy move down through the lower three chakras back down to the root. Feel yourself grounded, feel yourself centered between heaven and earth. And reinforce this connection by again breathing parallel breaths between heaven and earth. Feeling yourself as the breath energy passes through you and feeling connected to the greater whole as the energy moves into heaven and earth. Letting that imagery go, bring your attention back down to the root. Letting all imagery go, letting the pyramid dissolve. Letting all imagery go, feel for a moment how it feels just to be. And in closing this meditation, let all imagery go and be ready and willing to move into the new day. Hello, this is Dr. Fritz Smith, the developer of Zero Balancing and the narrator of these meditations. I'd like to spend a few moments looking at the pyramid meditation and the chakra meditation in slightly more detail with you to enhance their enjoyment and meaningful use for you. For many of us, one of the most exciting things which has happened in the last 30 years has been the introduction of Eastern thinking into the Western world. The introduction of meditation, of acupuncture, of yoga, and the Eastern energy models, which have been century years old, but for us are being new discoveries. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the field of medicine, osteopathy, and in body-mind work, and have studied a great deal of the Eastern viewpoints. I've come to consider the chakra model from India as being the most reliable model for personal development and as one of the best models for individual meditative therapy. In India, the word chakra means wheel, or if you would, whirlpool or vortex. Within the body, there are many chakras. There are chakras around each joint of the body. There are chakras where tissues of different density cross over one another. And there are chakras where the density of one tissue changes from more dense to less dense. There are chakras almost everywhere in the body that energy movement interacts. In classical Indian literature, the seven main chakras of the body are related to the spine and to the curves of the spine, and are what is commonly referred to when people talk about the chakras of the body. As a simple overview, the first chakra in the root is related to issues of security. The second chakra in the pelvis is related to issues of sexuality and creativity. The third chakra in the solar plexus is related to issues of boundaries, ego, and personal power. The fourth chakra is related to unconditional love. The fifth chakra in the throat is related to clairaudience, to creativity, and to telling one's own truth. The sixth chakra, the third eye, the brow chakra, the ajna, is related to clairvoyance and into intuition. And the seventh chakra, the crown, is related to all-knowing and to our connection to Source. Built into the chakra model is the idea of individual development or of individual progression. One moves from the first chakra to the second, to the third, to the fourth, and so on in their natural maturation of life. They begin as a child, they move through sexuality, they move through areas of acquiring personal possessions and defining who they are in the business world. They move into the heart and relationships, then on up in their 40s and 50s, up into the throat chakra, where they begin to have enough experience to speak truth from experience rather than truth from books and book learning, then on up in their later life to the brow and the crown as they're getting ready to move on from this incarnation. The idea of personal development is built within the model. This is very appealing. It is appealing for several reasons. One, it means that at different stages of our life, we have different tasks or different areas of focus on our personal development. And whereas all chakras are working at all times, when an adolescent is learning about sexuality, not of his own choice or her own choice, but that's what the hormones are dictating at that time of their life, their main focus is on that aspect of their life. And as they become more involved in business, their focus begins to turn to another aspect of their life. These are the natural bits of evolution. Now, the nice thing with this also is that if a person in their 40s and 50s is doing work with themselves and they realize that there are unsettled sexual issues or there are unsettled issues of basic security, they know where in their life script to look for the possible cause. Their first 7 years, their second 7 years, and so on, it gives them an orientation as to where to go to help resolve these problems. But from the energetic viewpoint, perhaps even more important, is that by focusing their meditation in these areas of the body, in these particular chakras, they can begin to resolve the issues of their early childhood without necessarily working on the content or working on the issues themselves. They go direct to the energy body, begin to bounce, clear, and illuminate those chakras, and issues buried in there will begin to resolve. At least that has been our experience. So in these two meditations, the pyramid meditation and the chakra meditation, we will be working with the chakras, but in slightly different ways. The pyramid meditation is one which will give you an opportunity to be held in an empowered space while your chakra energy is being activated. Specifically, we will have asked you in the meditation to locate yourself in your root chakra, to ground yourself into the earth, and then to bring a line of energy up through the spine from the coccyx to the top of the head. Now, bringing this line up through the spine, and as you do this, I absolutely encourage you to feel it happen, not to see it happen, not to know that it's happening, but to do your best to have the literal body sensation of energy moving up through the spine. And as this occurs, you will establish, or actually reinforce or make more conscious, the connections through the spine, which go through the centers of each of the chakras. So in activating that particular aspect of yourself, it begins to open the vibrations of the chakras, which will begin to permeate your body and permeate the space around you. Then as we continue with the pyramid meditation and form the pyramid and have our experiences within the pyramid, as will be outlined in the meditation, the chakra energy will be activated and will be infilling this pyramid without your having to specifically have done more to create it happening other than to have established the original line from the coccyx to the top of the head. At the close of the pyramid meditation, we'll ask you to bring a line of energy from the apex of the pyramid down to the crown and then down through each of the chakras. And as you do this, again, you have the opportunity of reactivating the chakras as you go through them one by one till you come back down to the root and develop a point of stability and centeredness both within yourself and yourself in terms of being between heaven and earth. So in the pyramid meditation, we will engender the chakra meditation, but mostly to just reinforce the rest of the meditation, which has to do with working within the pyramid. In the longer meditation, in the meditation working directly with the chakras, we will be asking you to bring energy in and out of your body through real or imagined orifices. We'll ask you to bring energy, for instance, into the heart through the sternum, or we'll be asking you to bring energy into the solar plexus through the belly. And even though there's not a natural orifice there for the entry and exit of energy, as you begin to work as though it were there, it's amazing how these fields can begin to enlarge and become activated. The other aspect of the chakra meditation is that we will spend more specific time in each of the chakras and integrating them as we move along. Once you've learned these meditations, and perhaps mostly the chakra meditation, and you know how to work with the energies, then in your own time, you may meditate using these principles and working on your areas of personal history, working on your own areas of personal difficulty as related to each of the chakras, and begin to clarify, stabilize, enhance the natural energies that are available to you, and to release patterns of imbalance which have existed from early conditioning. So we offer you these two meditations. If after working with them for a while you find that they become important to you, I encourage you to go to the library or go to a New Age bookstore and read some of the books on chakras. There are a number that are written, and each one gives you a little different piece of information. But the more you know about the anatomy, the physiology of chakras, the mythology of chakras, the more you understand them, the richer and deeper will become your experience as you work with them in these very simple meditations. I would like to offer you three resources, three books. The first is Soul Return by Amina Rahim, published by the Asland Company. Amina's book gives an in-depth overview of the chakras, and in particular in their relationship to psychology. It is a very excellent reference. The second book to mention is Joseph Campbell's book, The Mythic Image. In that particular publication, he has a chapter called The Lotus Ladder, where he not only overviews the chakras, but he relates them to both Eastern and Western mythology. It is a very interesting commentary, and I found it very enjoyable. The third reference is my own book, Inner Bridges, published by Humanics. Whereas I do refer to the chakras and make mention of them, Inner Bridges is actually more involved with the broader energy picture in the body, and not specifically chakras, but it also is a good reference as you explore these inner worlds. And so with these introductory remarks, I would like to offer you the pyramid and the chakra meditations, and wish you a successful and enjoyable time as you explore your inner world through the model of the chakras. May these meditations bring you inner peace, inner joy, and the sense of well-being. Thank you very much, and enjoy yourselves.